are crawfish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever eaten any of these? It's something looks sort of like a crawfish, but it comes out of the ocean, and they eat it. It looks kind of pinkish, and they'll eat it. They fry it.
Now that son of mine could tell you all about that. He eats all that stuff. But now I just wouldn't know.
I just wondered if you'd ever had any.
No, we've never had anything like that.
Any shrimp or?
Oh no. No shrimp or anything like that. You mean in our stream?
Now this next part's about insects and stuff. Now the insect that flies around a light at night that comes in, you know, it's got white wings. Mm-hmm. That's a
candlefly.
And then one that's I think it's a little bit bigger than a candlefly. It's similar to it, but it's got bigger wings, I think. And sometimes if you touch it, it'll get powdery stuff.
Moth?
They have. Uh-huh. That'd be what that would be.
Yeah,
now, what about the ones that'll get in your clothes and?
Oh, that would be a moth.
Uh-huh. They'll do that.
But that's different to the one.
Now, that's different.
Yes, I think it would be, don't you?
I don't know. I didn't know.
I don't know, but you know. Oh, I know. Don't believe them that flies around, them moth things that we see.
It must not be.
It must not be.
Surely it's not, but I've never thought about whether it was same or not.
I just don't know.
Oh.
Well, did you ever see a moth in your clothes? Don't believe I've ever seen one. I can see where they've been.
I've never seen one.
It must
see
be
what they do.
That's right. But I don't believe I ever saw
it.
You can look at your clothes where they eat a hole in and you don't see no moths.
I never thought that. I'm just trying to think. I do
remember seeing what they call a moth a flying around like that, but I never saw one in the clothes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now what about those ones that have a light in their tail?
That's a lightning bolt.
Yeah.
I've caught a million of them.
Oh, you have?
Oh, we kids used to get out to play, you know, or we just catch them and you just do that when you got one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Steve, they don't smell good.
Yeah, I come to think of it, I think the things that they really don't, I had forgotten about that.
You catch one while you want to let them loose.
Yeah, I think that's right. I've forgotten that.
They don't smell good.
And you
rub
your hands now.
Mm-hmm.
I was a kid the last time I caught one,
yeah.
But I've forgotten it.
It's been a long time since I caught one, too.
Oh, yeah, there's another kind of insect that you see around the pond sometimes. It's got a long, thin body and filmy wings. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times people say it means there's a snake nearby or something.
Now, I always had people tell me they were snake doctors.
Yeah, that's what I heard, snake doctors. Uh-huh. Well, what about the kinds of insects that would sting you if they happened around here?
Oh, well, lots of wasps and bees and I don't really know what else. I mean, can't think right now.
Well, what about those kind of, I'm not sure if it's a wasp, some kind of thing that build its nest out of mud, dirt?
Yeah, I know, but I can't say. I mean, I've seen it. Hornet.
Oh, a hornet.
A hornet, yes. Uh-huh. They make just kind of a balloon-shaped thing. And you think it was, it has holes all in it. Yeah, that's a hornet.
Did they ever have a dirt
dogger? Oh, yes. I've not seen one in a long time, but law me, they used to just be all in the wall. They can't get in the houses now like they used to.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They used to.
Used to when they didn't have screens and get in the house.
And what about those things that fly around at night and bite?
Oh,